All right, everyone, what's up? We're back with the Tomo Podcast. We got Jeremy here,
aka
Yo.
We got Raymond in here,
Yo,
and we got Raymond's girl Lily in here.
What's up?
It's raining. Our studio's
in progress right now.
Yeah, it's in progress. So you hear the car?
We back to the old ways.
Yeah, but let's just jump into it. All right, Cowboy Bebop.
Start that off with the show, Jeremy.
Fire.
You didn't even finish it.
I haven't finished it, but I was fired.
He had all this time to finish it.
I'm still working on it. Only I keep falling asleep. I ain't gonna lie.
Literally only 10 episodes.
I'm six deep.
Spoiler
six
alert, deep. Though. Who's going with spoilers?
Nah, no spoilers. No spoilers.
Got
six
to,
deep.
Bro.
We got to.
Nah, nah. Got to.
But before
bro.
We
you
spoil
it. You ain't even
going
to watch it.
Got to see it through, my
You
boy.
Had all this
got
time.
To see it through.
Nah. And, but
got to see it through.
You know what? I ain't going to lie. They ruined it.
Yeah.
No. They
What the fuck? What do you mean they ruined it?
They ruined it because they canceled it.
Oh, they didn't. Yeah, but we're bringing it back. We petitioned for it.
No, you know what it said, though? The producer said, oh, and y'all didn't even see nothing yet. How are they going to hype it?
What the fuck?
How are they going to hype
y'all
it up?
Y'all didn't see nothing yet.
No, it's not the producer that canceled it, though. It's Netflix.
No. But the producer said.
Y'all ain't seen
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah,
like
y'all
they,
haven't
they
seen
said they had, so much more planned for it, they said.
Yeah.
But but the good thing is about that, though, is I think. Even though Netflix dropped it, they canceled a show before they even gave it a try, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't do too well on the I'm still watching the actual anime one, but I've seen enough episodes, you know, where it's not in the same it has similarities, but it's not entirely the same, but it's still good, you know, live action.
Yeah.
Like the characters, they all played the characters really well, you know?
Yeah.
They played them all well and everything. They did a good job on everything.
For you? Before I say my opinion, who carried the show to you? Who carried it?
The chick.
Really?
I like the the chick was cool. Well,
I feel like Tank.
Tank? Oh yeah, Tank was cool.
Yeah, he carried it, in my opinion. Did Lily watch it?
Yeah, she watched it.
I felt like Spike carried it.
What? No fucking way. He didn't carry
That's
that
what
shit.
I thought.
Nah.
I think.
Nah.
I can't remember her name right now.
Faye?
Faye, yeah, Valentine.
Faye Valentine.
Well, there was a scene where she was having, a sexual moment.
Oh,
Yeah.
And then she
even know about
it? Walks through. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, you saw that one?
Yeah, what the heck? That was funny.
Yeah.
It was a door. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
come on.
You know, I actually really like how the other woman was like, hey, hit me up whenever you find yourself. And I was like, oh, shit.
When I shared the thing to you guys, it was only at 9 something.
Now
it's
so,
2 days ago.
So right now, we're looking at the petition. When Raymond sent me this, it was Friday, right?
Yeah, it was like towards 900.
It was just 99 or like, was it
900?
I thought it was like 99 and it didn't reach like 100 yet.
Yeah, it wasn't at 100.
Yeah, it was.
It
was
like
99
yeah.
people that signed the petition. And fast forward a few days later, because today's Tuesday, we are at 12,673 people that have signed, trying to get it to 15,000.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are trying to save the live action.
Bro, people chip money into that. I've been reading people chipping. Jeremy, turn that shit off. People are.
That's where I'm at.
Oh, you got a good part.
You are.
I fell asleep.
You got a good part. All right, pause it.
Save that.
Yeah, bro, people chipping. Like, I've seen people chipping in 100. You know, they've been chipping in a lot.
Wait, they're actually putting money in there?
Yeah, if you go right here to. Where is it?
Where does the money go?
Where is it right here? It helps promote it to, you know, some more people see it and stuff.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where's my phone? It looks different on yours.
I love the anime. Love the live action. The show must go on. Dalton Shockton or Stockton. While it wasn't perfect, it was still fun of a show and entertaining in its own merits. I would love to see a season 2 for the show to grow and evolve. I love Umbrella Academy on Netflix, but the second season evolved the show into something amazing. If Bebop could get that second chance to evolve like UA did, I will be happy. 42 people like that comment.
Yeah. Like, look right here. Where is it?
And this next person put, let them at least finish off the series. The show only needed to be 2 seasons. It's a disservice to the people who did enjoy it. That's kind of true. Cowboy Bebop actually just needed one more season.
Yeah. Like it led right into the second season. So to not give it a second season, just because they went off of how the reviews were and all that. They only gave it like a month for the, like, the reviews are not going to be that good right away. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, even like a lot of people are saying, even though it's not, here it is. Look, everybody's chipping. Even though it wasn't
the
best.
What the fuck?
It's
someone put in $100?
I'm telling you, more people are putting in 100.
People are 20, trying to save 25. This. Are you going to pitch in?
Yeah. 25. You don't even have to tip in that much. You could chip in.
$1?
Yeah.
Damn. Lily, what did you think about it?
It was weird at first, but I started watching it. He made me watch it, and then it got really good, and I just kind of stuck with it.
I didn't make
it
watch it. I just told her. I put it on.
All right, so did you know it's based off of an anime?
No, I didn't know that.
So, okay, this is pretty cool. Since you didn't know that it was based off an anime, did you think it was, like, a good story, or did it lose you, or?
It was a good story.
Yeah?
I liked it.
But you could tell there's parts, because I've watched a couple of episodes of the anime already.
Yeah.
You could tell there's parts that they left out, you know, like.
Yeah.
The casino part, like, it didn't open up in the anime like that, and it opened up like that in the beginning of the show.
Did you like the opening?
In the anime or
in the show? Not the
anime. At first, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I was like, this show ain't good. But then after I gave it like 10 minutes, 15 minutes in, it was actually cool. And then I watched it again. I was like, oh, yeah, I did like it. It's just, I think it's just because the way how it started out, I was just like, I didn't really understand it, you know? I was like, what the fuck is this show? And I didn't really understand it. And then after I watched it and I watched the show, I went back and when I watched it again with her, because I watched it twice with her.
Wait, you watched the whole thing twice?
Yeah, with her.
You guys watched it twice?
I watched it by myself once and then I watched it with her when she watched it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then I watched it again and then I was like, oh, yeah. But like I said, my first opinions when I first saw it was, I turned it on and then we shut it off after like the first couple minutes. But then I was at work and I was like, I'm not doing nothing. I was like, I'm going to give this show a chance. So then I watched it and then, yeah, it was good. And then I got stuck on it. And I just kept going. And
for me, I was a little bit let down at first when I first watched it because, well, I'm still watching the live action, but because I was so into the anime, like I loved the anime. That was my first anime I ever watched, like completely. So I always like tell people, like when they ask if I watch anime, I'm like, yeah, I just watched the best one, Cowboy Bebop, that's it. Like, but so I've seen the anime, the original, so many times that when I watched the live action, I was like, damn, they messed it up, they didn't do it exactly like the anime. I was like, shit. Like,
but that's,
and
that's,
that kind of put me off a little bit, but then I kept trying to give it a chance and I'm still like working on,
that's
like,
creative in their own way, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's
they,
cool that
the way,
they made their
the
own
the way
thing.
They're
yeah.
doing it is so they're doing it to where they can add more onto it, because the anime just stopped. I never finished it, but they just stopped at 26 episodes.
Yeah.
Right here though, this gives them a chance to continue the story,
keep building it,
so they have to do it in there. And I don't think they did bad from watching the couple episodes I've watched. I don't think they did bad. Yeah, you know?
I think one of the best episodes was when Spike was stuck in the chair and he was like going through like his mind.
I don't think he's seen that.
Yeah, you're right there.
He kept going
with
the
Julia.
Girl.
Yeah.
Like, I think Julia, that episode really did pretty good on like the graphics.
Or like a different world.
The story and the world building.
He's walking around like, what the heck?
And it really gives you an insight of Spike. Yeah. Even though we already knew from the anime.
It's crazy, bro. I think it was a good show to continue at least on another season. One more season, I think it would have been cool.
That's all they needed, actually, just one more season.
Because no matter what, it did pull in a lot of people. Yeah, people have their thoughts about it, but it pulled in a lot of people. And showing from that petition in just a little bit of time.
It's going to get, you can see. It's going to catch a lot of
people. Even though this is what Netflix does. Like, I've noticed Netflix, too. Like, they dropped a lot of good shows right away.
Did
instead
they bring
of,
them back?
Instead of giving them a chance. No, the only one they did bring back was that Umbrella Academy one, I believe.
They canceled it and they brought it back?
I don't think they canceled it, but I think they didn't want to give it another chance, but they did. Because that's what he said in that comment, remember?
Yeah.
He said the second season allowed it to pull back from the first season basically being terrible.
And it's funny that they just tease you. Yeah, season two, we had all this planned for it.
Psych. I think all they need to do is Netflix needs to... Because I think what has to happen is, like, let's say Hulu or HBO wants to pick it up, they just have to buy it from Netflix, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they can pick it up.
Since Netflix doesn't like it anyway,
then well.
Let
I
them
mean,
take
a
it.
A lot of people want to see it. People will watch it.
But the other thing that other people were like, I was on TikTok and all the comments were saying, like, Netflix should learn from this not to do anime adaptations, because they literally have three other shows that
lined
they're gonna
up.
Yeah, lined yeah. up that they're oh, in yeah. production right now. One Piece, Yu Yu Hakusho. Avatar's not considered anime, but it's like still a strong like
One Piece is gonna be
and sick. And they're only giving them that like they're only giving them that one season. So if it doesn't do well, they're gonna cancel it right away. This is why I'm saying, like, if they don't wanna do that and invest it, then they might as well just drop it.
Yeah.
Like, you know? I mean, Cowboy Bebop, I read about, was $70 million into it. That's how much it took. My facts.
That's a fuckload of money.
My facts could be wrong, but
no,
that's what
I think you're right.
That's what I've read.
Right.
I've read it somewhere.
That's actually into a shitload of money.
Yeah, of how much they invested. I think I read it. I think I read it in a comment, and I was just like.
And for them to just cancel.
That's what I'm saying. You invested. I think it's because they didn't hit their mark. You know how much they invested.
Yeah.
But like I said, they have to give it time. You know.
Yeah. Of course.
It maybe the first season didn't do it, but the second season can bring all that profit back in. Yeah. It's like making a movie, like Jim Carrey. If Jim Carrey made one bad movie, but he made like 10 other movies, those other movies are gonna bring that back in. You know. Well, let's say he did 5 bad movies, and then he does one good movie that's really, really good, and it brings in all the sales. It's so like Spider-Man, for instance.
No, Spider-Man's going to do good.
But let's say one Spider-Man movie was, like, bad, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they make the good one with, like, how Tom Holland. And they brought all that sales back in, you know? Mm-hmm. There's ways to bring it back. Though, all those actors, though, in Cowboy Bebop, they all performed really well, though. I think they all portrayed those characters good.
Yeah.
They brought
them
out.
I think so, too.
Maybe the story, the way how they did the story was not too good. But the characters they brought out, like, they brought out those characters.
Yeah.
And it just shows you, like, and Cho... John Cho, that guy's a really good actor, bro. Harold and Kumar.
Kumar,
Yeah, and he did really good.
Like, and he actually liked the show. I read it in the thing. Like, he liked that character.
Yeah, Spike. Everybody loves Spike.
That's what I'm saying. They should have never canceled it. Bro, you got to finish the show, though, Jeremy.
Bro, you got to finish the anime.
The ending's going to trip you out.
The anime is amazing.
Yeah, the ending's kind of different. It's pretty dope, though.
Yeah,
I
the
like
anime
it.
Ending?
No, this is different than... the midpoint of the anime.
Yeah, you gotta watch the anime though. I was sad about the dog. I was like, damn, you just gonna abandon the dog like that? Did you get to that part where they leave the dog? It's like, you motherfuckers. But I'm happy at the end. But,
yeah. It says that the show earned 74 million viewing hours in 3 weeks since its debut, which undoubtedly makes one wonder how many hours are necessary for another season. 74 million feels like a lot of hours.
Yeah, see, and they invested like 70 million. So they probably profited. Like
a million
4 million
per hour?
What the fuck? They profited 4 million. They're good. Nah.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. This
all I say is what I think is going to happen is if that, like, not even just the petition, because that petition will be alone. It'll be enough to show them, you know, like, look at all these, like, 1 million, like, let's say 100 million people sign that. It's like, damn, like, 1 million people want to see it.
Yeah.
Like, that tells you something, you know? But even then, I feel like it could get picked. That show can definitely get picked back up by the right company.
Hopefully.
Hulu. Not going to, like, Netflix be having a lot of bad shows on there. Like, I don't even use Netflix.
For
Sometimes
real.
I do about the shows that I want to watch. But a lot of the times I hop on Netflix, and I'm like, there's nothing on here interesting.
For real. That's
true. I started buying movies on Apple. So I'm like, damn, like, they don't have any good movies. They have a couple good shows.
Yup.
But, like, the Money Heist one, that's one of my favorites. Squid Game was cool. But
Law-abiding citizen.
I just feel like I was at work one day, and then I read Cowboy Bebop canceled, and I was like, what the fuck? So I sent it to you guys.
I kind of figured, though. I was like, I don't know, man.
That's crazy, bro. It was a good show, though. Jeremy, you definitely got to finish it. I want to spoil it for
John
you.
Cho.
I really want to spoil it for
Mustafa
you.
Mustafa Shakir.
I think you should just spoil it.
Yeah, I feel like
no,
you're not even
chill.
Gonna watch it, bro.
What do you mean?
You're not gonna
you say
it.
You keep falling asleep on it.
Yeah, you're not.
Bro,
because
I only watch Netflix at night when I'm about to knock out.
Exactly. Why are you gonna try to watch something when you know
bro,
you're gonna go to sleep?
I'm gonna watch
you
it.
You have all day at
look,
work.
I'm almost done. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, you're on episode 6 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. The ending was. I wasn't expecting that to happen with. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to spoil it for you, but
bro, when she crashed the plane, I thought she was dead.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
That was I don't know how she survived. She just wakes up on her freaking chair.
They were turning into trees, bro.
I know, I seen
people,
that.
That was
crazy.
Bro, you gotta watch the ending though.
She's like, "What are you doing? I'm doing what Mama asked. Like, I'm doing what Mama said." She just kills her. She just becomes a tree. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, you mean the mom kills the yeah?
No, the kid kills the mom.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The daughter.
Oh yeah,
the
daughter,
daughter
kills the mom.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to go with you.
Yeah, she's like, we're going to jail forever. She's like, I'm not living with you. I'm sorry.
That's crazy,
bro. She's like, I'd rather die.
I thought it was a good show in its own way, though.
A tree.
Yeah. After, when I finish the anime, I mean, my opinion will still probably stay the same because I'm like.
The anime's going to be better, bro.
Even though, like I said, even when I finish the anime, bro, I'm still going to be like.
The anime's going to be better.
The live adaption, I don't think was a bad adaption.
It wasn't.
You know why it's like that, though? Because he started with that before the anime.
Yeah.
It's like that with anyone. When someone told me watch Death Note, the movie,
and then you switch to something else, it's going to be like,
it was completely different. And I got so many people telling me, watch the anime. It's so much better than the movie.
Death Note?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched that, and then I watched the anime.
I haven't seen none of those.
I watched it because of Nat Wolf. You know who that is, right? From the Naked Brothers Band? You remember that show?
That's just old.
I've never seen any of those.
That's just old, bro.
Crazy Car?
Yeah. No, the live adaption they made on that one wasn't good. But this one was actually, like I said, I've only watched a couple episodes of the Cowboy Bebop, but I still think for what it is, they're both good in their own way.
All right. Real quick. I have to bring this up because I know Jeremy didn't even listen to this.
You didn't listen to this?
Listen to what? What is this?
Ready?
What is it?
This.
This kid go hard. Wait, watch the video. She don't like this song. I've been playing it all day. I'm slapping it.
What the?
Bro, look at his face.
You didn't even watch it. I know you
look
didn't.
Look at his face expression. I don't know what he's saying, but bro, I feel his pain.
Bro, I can't take him serious.
Look at him. He's rapping about a chick.
I don't know what the fuck. Okay. Okay, real quick, I translated the lyrics.
You did?
Here, read it.
It says.
The new iPhone.
It says. I wish I could have sex. It feels really good. Sex feels really good. I really love sex all the time. Sex, I want to have sex every day. I want to put my penis in some pussy. It feels good. I want to put it in.
It feels, definitely sounds like you.
It feels so good. I might get a bloody nose. Pussy feels really good.
So
it's
that's
really wet.
What the song
ring, hello.
About.
Sex, please. I love sex. My dick is so hard. I love sex. I love you. But the pussy wet is the best. I want to put it in every day. I might even want anal.
What the fuck?
I love sex every day. Sex. I love sex. I love sex the most. I want to have sex. Can I lick your pussy a little sex? Can I lick your pussy a little sex? Is that really what he's rapping?
The fuck?
Dude, that's what you sent in the chat. I don't know what this language is. What is he, Russian?
Yeah, like that's why there's a lot of people that says, like, it says, I don't know what he's saying, but he's like, but I feel you, bro.
I don't know if you want to feel that anymore. But isn't this the guy that was supposed to box
Abula?
Abula?
Oh, is it?
Abula?
Abula?
Dude, it has to be this kid. I know that. Hold on.
Here's the original video. So I don't know what little bro's saying, but I feel his pain. She a dove. Oh, why is it not playing? Look at this. I had to Shazam this song, bro.
You had to Shazam that?
Not about what you rap, it's about the pain behind the rap.
He's not even rapping about pain, he's rapping about sex, apparently. I want sex. Is that really what he's saying about languages, bro? They be crazy. You don't know what they're saying, but I was blasting this in the Home Depot park. They ain't know what
imagine
he was saying.
Someone's like, fucking perfect. Hold on, I don't know how you spell his name. I put Abula.
H. It's H.
Oh, it's H.
Yeah.
Abula. Oh, I put Hanula.
What do you guys think about NFTs?
NFTs? People are making money, bro.
Dude, Gary V just said he made a shit ton.
Okay. Habula. His real age is so.
He's 18, I think.
What?
Well, he was 18 at the
19
time.
Year old.
Yeah, 19.
Born in 2003.
Sheesh.
He's 3'3", so he's 3 feet and 3 height.
She's 19. She was born in 2002.
Dang. Did you see that guy right there?
I look just like him. Oh yeah, I know about him.
And then I think this is the one, the same kid that was rapping.
That does look like the kid.
No, so apparently that guy, Habula, got in a fight with this guy. It was on the dark web or something like that.
They actually fought?
Yeah, and it was recorded, and you can't watch it unless it's on the dark web or something.
Why?
Like that. Because that, I don't know how to word this, but I guess that's like...
against their religion?
No, it's like... just inhumane people, because like your people went there, viewed the fighting, but they don't want to expose it. It's like when you call somebody that small a midget. You're not supposed to call them a midget, because it's like you're being disrespectful, it's like you're being racist, and it was two of them fighting. Yeah, and they're small people. That's what I'm gonna say. They're small people. Damn.
They're on the dark web. You know, you can only access the dark web through, like, you got to hack the site and all that.
And even if you're in the dark web, I think they trace who's on there.
I don't know.
Dark web?
Yeah.
I watch videos of people buying stuff from there.
So check this out.
Bro, you can get anything on there, bro. You get anything on there.
So check this out. 9 months ago, Gary Vee, he didn't know what NFTs were, but he spent 50 hours learning about it.
Yeah.
And he made $91 million. The first $50 million in 1 week.
You gotta remember how much he invested into it, though.
Look.
But that's Gary V, bro.
But look.
It's all about NFTs and Web3.
You gotta remember,
Web3,
though, he NFTs. Had the money to invest into that also, which is what also helped him. Yeah, he got the knowledge, but he already had the money, so he just needed the knowledge to put it down. And that's what he did, and now he profited. You could learn about NFTs right now, all you want.
Yeah, you have to put 50 hours, exactly how he said.
You could put it in right now, bro, but at the end of the day, where are you going to come with the money to make that profit? You got to start slow. He was like you say.
Gotta
stocks.
Put in the work, bro.
Yeah, you gotta put in the work right now. I mean, you could go do a loan, pull out $50K, and then you turn that.
If I have the knowledge,
yeah,
gonna have the knowledge. Pulling out a loan like that,
I wouldn't pull out a loan like that, but you could. No, you could
You hear about Elon Musk having a phone, the Model Pi?
Oh yeah, I've heard.
Oh yeah, Mully's gonna give me his new iPhone once he gets the Pi.
That pie? Yeah, mine, yeah. Crypto and all that.
That's what he said. I'm going to keep both. I'm gonna
what
have
you
a,
mean,
bro? I'm going to have an apple pie.
Bro, you got a pie.
I'm going to have an apple pie.
Bro, you ain't about to have apple pie. I'm going to have apple. You going to have
you're
the pie.
Tripping.
Together, we're going to be Apple Pie Podcast.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
He said he's going to quit all his jobs. And
yeah, he said, should I become an influencer full time?
I love that.
Mr.
I love
Beast
that.
Was like,
bro,
I'll
I
teach you how
that.
To get views, bro. He's
dude,
like, all right.
This is what somebody sent me on my DM about... a big Senator Warren. So this is what it says. Elizabeth Warren, let's change the rigged tax code so the person of the year, which Elon Musk is considered person of the year by Time magazine, will actually pay taxes and stop freeloading off everyone else.
What the fuck?
And then Elon replied, you remind me of when I was a kid and my friend's angry mom would just randomly yell at everyone for no reason. Underneath, he also put, please don't call the manager on me, Senator Karen. Fuck.
Damn.
Crazy. Bro, he's wild.
He is. He be going crazy on people.
I love that.
Richest man on earth. Well, between him and Jeff.
Jeremy just sent me a video. The video he just showed me. Of Gary V. But you know what? Just for you, in real time, I'm going to like it. I hope you understand that I already got the information because you told me. Bro, did you see Biden speak it with a deep voice? That shit was crazy.
Biden did a speech with a deep voice?
No, like he
was talking and it just became demonic
no,
or some
you know how his voice is like, kind of light and like old. Yeah. Well, there's a video of him speaking, and it's with a heavy, deep voice. He's like, "Yeah, my nephew, you know, my grandson kissed me on the cheek, and he's sick. So, yeah, grandpa, you're sick, da da da." He's like, you know, I don't got COVID though. It's weird.
That's crazy, bro. Well, I got vaccinated. So
President Biden blames voice change on cold, not COVID.
There you go. I told you.
His voice is deep and hoarse. He is intensely focused on the teleprompter, reported BBC News. Croaky Joe, Biden's sick voice too husky to escape notice. Dang, what the heck?
Here it is, though. A Nazi time capsule dating back to 1934 has been discovered on northwestern Poland. It contains newspapers, photographs, coins, and two copies of Hitler's autobiographies, Mein Kampf. Oh, wait, this is just a time capsule. Huh. I'm reading the wrong shit right now. Hold on.
Also, everyone that's listening, don't take us too seriously. We're just reading shit from TikTok and the internet, and you know that all can be misinforming all types of ways.
Yeah, internet, a lot. Anyways, from what I read in a documentary or something, they were saying he made a time machine, and then he sent them off, and then because they didn't come back or anything, I guess they tried to hide it, and they destroyed it and everything.
But the people...
Well, I don't think they destroyed it. I think they put it somewhere, you know?
But some of them made it.
They made it, but they weren't able to bring them back.
Because the people in the future held them, probably.
So they were able to send them off, but they weren't able to find out how to bring them back. So they could be, like, 10 years from now. No,
or
about
100.
100 years, and then they'd be like, yeah. What the fuck?
It does not sound like that.
You know, a lot of the comments in TikTok were like, that's Brandon.
What the fuck?
Every year, December brings the joys of the holiday season and gives us an opportunity to reflect on the year gone by and look ahead and begin to imagine the new year to come.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on at Jeremy Luca.
She was more here just to listen on this one.
Follow me at Jeremy Luca, JeremyLuque.
If you don't see that one, he'll have another account.
If you don't see that one, I might delete it if I don't hit a certain number. I'm going to do a raffle when I get to 500. And if you want a board, free Mowgli board.
But why are you stealing my idea, bro?
Hey, this is my
idea.
I told him
I was going to.
Hey, I came up with this idea.
I told him I was going to get some of the boards and raffle them off.
You tripping. Anyways.
Hey, bro, you trying to
give me the 500.
Oh,
I got you. Brand new Mowgli board.
No.
Straight from Mowgli's house. I'll look for it. I'll find it. Bring it to you.
You're going to go from Mowgli's house to go get it.
Once there's 1,000, I'll get you another one.
Give
don't even worry.
Underwear.
Got Socks you. You want some Mowgli underwear? I got them. You. Like, I'll literally get them signed.
I just want to say, once we hit episode 100, I will make Braille make a skateboard that has Tomo and woo, everyone woo, in the co-host range. We will be on the board with it saying Tomo.
Vlog this 4 will happen coming soon.
Vlog 4. I'm talking about episode 100 of the podcast.
Episode 100.
So once we get there, just know this is a real thing. We skateboard in coming in, and it's going to be available at Braille. I'll make it happen.
If you know, you know.
Jeremy will be on it more.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening.
Sign Cowboy Bebop's petition. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. The link of that will be in the description of the podcast.
Save Cowboy Bebop.
Save Cowboy Bebop.
Second season.
Season 2.
Save the fishes as well. Stop eating this much fish. Yeah. Peace. Later.
Bro, you didn't even buy me guapos.
What do you mean buy you guapos?
For real, bro.
I literally said, let's go to guapos. Dude, then next thing I know, we're doing a podcast.
Nah. Peace.
Then next thing I know, everybody's
I'm
with
hungry
us.
I'm
like, oh, dang.
I'm hungry.
Bro, let's
now
go back.
Ended on that.
You could have bought something. You were there. You saw a lotus in the window. You were like,
fire,
I choose
bro
not to.
Fire.
All right,
bro.
All right,
we're out of here.
Peace.
Next time.
Hope Kanye gets Kim back.
Squid Game. Miley.